Hi, this is Lori, your host of Happiness Hangout, a space to come and elevate your happiness levels. You, me, and our guests will discuss and help you apply happiness to all aspects of your life, even if you're already happy. Get your daily boost of information to help you feel your best. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Happiness Hangout. This is Lori Peters, your host. Very glad to have you all with us tonight. We're very excited to be talking about the topic of money abundance and how it affects your happiness. And I'm thrilled to introduce our guest tonight. He is Alan Batten, and he's the author of The Prosperity Code. He's lectured and facilitated countless prosperity courses and seminars for more than 25 years. Prior to embarking on his teaching path, he was a writer, producer, director, and marketing executive in radio and television all over the country, as well as in Germany. Alan is a veteran broadcaster, having been in radio and television for more than 30 years. He'll bring us great information as well as quick and easy tips for increasing abundance in our lives and also using his great sense of humor. So, Alan, welcome to the Happiness Hangout. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Lori. I'm very happy to be the Happiness Hangout.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're here with us. And you know, I've been talking to some of our listeners through different social media, and they're really excited about hearing about this topic tonight, about money and how it affects your life. You know, and thinking about it, money is such a hot button for people. It can be such a hot button, especially if you lack it. And I was thinking about the emotions that it brings out in us, everything from frustration to feeling lack to feeling upset, and people get angry over it, and all the way to the other spectrum where people have it and maybe don't, you know, really appreciate what they have. Do you kind of see that in your world as well happening sometimes?
I see that, especially when you look at people like lottery winners who have won millions and millions of dollars one day, and 6 months later, they're back down to where they're not able to make their mortgage payment. So money, again, is only a symbol. And the symbol, if we take that symbol and make it a positive symbol instead of a negative symbol, then we'll be able to get our arms around money the way money is meant to be. The old biblical quotation of money is the root of all evil is actually translated from the Aramaic incorrectly. The Aramaic says, avarice is the root of all ill temper. So when you're avarice about something, what are you doing? You're gloating about it. You're holding on to it. You're wanting to keep your fangs and arms and fingers into it. So when we recognize money as only being a symbol, then we can take it for what it is, which is gold, good, and wonderful parts of our lives.
Right. It's paper for us. I mean, that's all it really is, but it has such an emotional meaning connected to it because, quite frankly, in most societies, we need it to get things that we want to be comfortable or, quite frankly, things that we just want. So you know, I'm going to start out really just kind of broad here. And tell me a little bit about just how money affects happiness in general.
Well, the old saying is, if you've got money, then you can be happy. But studies have shown that money does not bring happiness as such. There's a recent Harvard study which showed that giving away money brings more happiness than having money. Mm-hmm. They took two groups of test subjects. They gave one group of test subjects $1,000 and said, take this money and go out and spend it on yourself. And they gave another group of test subjects, identical demographics, $1,000 and said, take this money and go out and spend it on somebody else. And they measured the level of happiness for each of the groups before they sent them on their task. They sent them on their task, and a week later they came back and they measured the happiness level again. The people who were given the money to go out and spend it on themselves were just a marginally a little happier, just a little bit. They were actually mourning the fact that they didn't have that money anymore. the people who were given the money and told to go out and spend it on somebody else were very happy. Plus, they were a cohesive team, and they kept the friendships up for months and years afterwards. So Harvard is showing that money doesn't buy happiness, but giving away money does.
And, you know, you when I read about money and how it affects our happiness, you see that all over the place and all over in the research. And it's amazing to me. They say as young as 2 years old that even children prefer to give money away. It's something in within our, might I use the word humanness, that we love to do that. And that's a really special thing that, you know, people remember that, even if you have a very little bit. Even I read something that said a dollar a day. Even if you give a dollar away, it really helps you feel better. And I think that's a great thing about humankind, personally.
Yes. And when you give it away, you give it away without any strings attached, so that the person that you give it to can use it to enrich themselves or give it away too. So you pay it forward.
Right. It just seems like the right thing to do. And it seems like it's very easy to do. Again, you don't have to have a lot to do it. And I mean, I find that's true with myself, but I never really tapped into how good I was feeling. When I research and look at these types of things, then I start to be more cognizant of them. And I really realize to enjoy it more. It gives me more happiness now that I'm more even aware of it.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that the happiness hangout, happy is a coin of the realm.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're trying to do here, is learn ways to feel the best we can feel. So you know, we're talking about money and abundance. You know, feel free. We're going to talk about your book, The Prosperity Code, later in the show. But through your lifetime and all your work that you've done, what are some things we can start doing right now to get ourselves in the mindset of creating abundance? What can we do to help ourselves maybe get straight about it? Because I hear, Alan, I hear so many people, I hear it every day because I notice it, saying, oh, I need money. I wish I had more money. I'd really like to buy this. I'd like to go on this trip, but I can't go because I have to, you know, work, or I can't. It's constantly around me, and I've noticed it so much more since I've been working, you know, in the happiness arena over a few years. And I think to myself, oh boy, that's the wrong mindset. Can you talk to us a little bit about mindset?
Lori, the mindset is key. And having a positive mindset will send you on the road to abundance faster than anything else that you can possibly do. Instead of saying, I can't afford that, say to yourself, how can I afford that? And your mind will subconsciously start working on ways that will materialize abundance. How can I afford that? In a positive, instead of a, I am I going to afford that, negative way. So having the positive mindset will take care of that. And then going forward and seeing abundance every place you look, and seeing, instead of negativity, the half glass, half empty, half full old mantra, is you always see that glass as half full. And having the abundance of things like sunshine, or if it's raining, the abundance of moisture, the abundance of happiness in your world, the abundance of air. Even if your day went down the old tubes, you can say, well, that's one for the books, and now I can look forward to a better day tomorrow, and having a happier mindset that way.
You know, it's really funny you say that, because I've been studying the law of attraction for about 15 years. And for our listeners, you know, it, simply put, it's really about like attracts more like. So if you say, I would like to have this, and you say it in a way that is very calm, soothing, without stress, you just say it and let it go. When you say, I don't have money, then what you get is more of not having money. So, you know, I had to change that mindset a long time ago. And I find it's not even about maybe, I might say, you know, I'd really like to have this, because sometimes it's not even about the money. Sometimes I found, I have tons of examples that I've over the years that have happened to me. I bring something into my life and I don't even ask for the money for it. I just ask for it to come into my life, because sometimes it comes to me because somebody gives it to me, or because it's somebody's, they don't want it anymore, or I get it another way than having to go spend the money to get it. So there's lots of ways to get things besides getting the money in your hand and going to buy it.
And if you're not attached to how you get what you're desiring, then you can give the universe free rein to bring it to you, instead of saying, universe, I want it exactly this way, in this manner, then money may hit a snag and not come to you the way you want to. So your first key in your law of attraction is to create a list. Just create a list of what those things that you desire. The simple act of writing it down gives the universe something to work on, because the universe is one great big copy machine. If you put something nebulous into it, it's going to make a copy and send you back something nebulous. But if you put a specific list into it, it'll come back with specific results. So you make your list and you focus your energy on that. And you focus the energy. Whoops, my microphone is going south here on me. Hold on. There. Sorry.
That's perfect.
So when you focus on it, then you are able to materialize details about what specifically you want. So let's say you want a new car. And you say, give me a car that you want, Lori. What
me?
Kind of car do you want?
Oh, I'd love an Audi.
Audi. Okay, an Audi T3. Get specific. Audi T3. What color, Lori?
I think I'll go with that, like, marble white.
Marble white Audi T3. And what kind of interior do you want, Lori?
Oh, we might as well go with leather. How about maybe a nice, pretty, lighter brown or creamish leather?
Cream leather. So now you've already built into your mind an Audi T3, marble white, with a cream leather interior and all the bells and whistles that go with it. Now, Lori, I want you to think about how that seat feels when you sit into it. What does it feel like? Does it caress your back? Does it hold up your knees and legs? How does it feel? And how does it smell? How does that car smell? And when you're driving along, what is the feeling of driving like? Focus your mind on that. See yourself looking through the windshield at the beautiful mountains coming past you, or
I live in Cleveland. We'll go with Lake Erie.
Lake Erie. Okay.
Yeah.
Lake Erie. So that is focusing. The next thing to do is act on it. So we're going to go to an Audi dealership, and we're going to take a look at them in person. We're going to look at how they look, see how they smell, see how they feel under your hand, and pick up some brochures and take it home and put that onto our Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is a treasure map. So on your Wheel of Fortune treasure map, you have a representation of your Audi, as long as other representations of what goes on with your life, like a job, relationships, family, and spiritual growth, however that materializes for you.
After you know, that's... Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, as I'm actually doing this in my mind as we're going, and you talked about bringing it home and having it, you know, within like a vision board, and forgive me for interrupting you, but do you also like the idea of doing a vision board and kind of putting things up there so you can see it whenever you want?
I have it in front of me right now.
I see.
And one of the keys to the vision board is putting some sort of representation of your spiritual life in the center of it. However you see spirit, being in a picture of Jesus or Michelangelo's representation of God on the throne, however it is for you, make sure spirit is the center of your vision board. Because from all things, from spirit, all things flow. And then what do you do next, Lori? You let it go. You don't tell the universe, I want the car to drive up on my driveway. You just let it go. And you go around your do other things. And meanwhile, the universe is colluding with other parts of the universe to manufacture your Audi T3 with the right color and the right leather and make it possible for you to bring into your life. Finally, after you let it go, you give thanks for it. And by the way, if you have a garage, go clean it out because you're going to need the space for your car.
Prepare for it.
Prepare for it. And then you receive it. And those are just seven short steps to using the law of attraction, which comes out to create, focus, act, move, let go, give thanks, and receive. Very simple steps to do.
You know, also I was thinking about the fact that with my own car, I'll give you a little story. I like to walk my dog around the neighborhood. I do it a couple times a day. And I was just thinking about, you know, kind of leisurely that I was going to be turning my car in and that I'd really like to get something sportier. And I was thinking about it and thinking about it and just kind of just, you know, but I'll admit, you know, I love my brand of car. I don't have to say what it is, no big deal, but I love my brand of car. And it's not extremely expensive brand, but it's a very well-made brand that lasts a very long time. So I'm walking around the neighborhood. All of a sudden, I turn my head to the right, and there is an updated version of one of the models of the brand I usually buy.
Oh, yeah.
With a sport version. And I looked at it and I stopped and I looked at it closer and I said, you gotta be kidding me. I did not even know this existed. So I can stay with my same brand. They have a sport version of a basic model. I looked at it, I loved it. And I went and I got myself one. And I'll tell you something else I do. I absolutely love the color of it. I love everything about it. I love my Audi, but I always get in this car and think, God, this car drives so nice. And the look of this car is so sharp. I have learned over the years to appreciate what I do have. And it always just makes me feel better. I thought, God, I can't believe this happened. But I should believe it because when you do things like that, that's a simple version of a very easy thing that I sort of brought to me just by the fact that when I tend to say things and think about them and let them go, lots and lots of times it comes back to me and it's like, wait, I can afford this. I don't have to spend the money I thought I'd have to spend on a sport, you know, version of something. Right. And there it was sitting in the driveway of the person I was walking past.
And that's very, very key right there, letting go.
Yeah, it was just, it's one of the many things, you know, that have happened. So, you know, I think some people, you know, that I talk to that really enjoy thinking of life this way or putting it in perspective this way, I feel that it has really lowered my stress to think this way. It's like, you know what, if I don't get it this way, it'll come another way. And I found through life that it always does, one way or the other. You know, there's just a lot of negative self-talk. And I think if you just rearrange your words a little bit, you know, I can just say I'm living proof that it's happened and that it works. You know, getting this business going and working, you know, the Happiness Hangout in the ways that I do, I love so much. Again, it was a dream and here it is. So, you know, back to the area of money, I think the way we put it out there, we need to be more conscious of the way we're saying it. And it's so easy for people to go, I don't have enough money. I don't have money this month. I can't go out. I don't have money. I think we have to really stop ourselves and reword how we're saying it. Because again, you may not have money, but somebody may walk in your life and say, hey, you know, I just got a free thing to a movie. You didn't have any money to go to the movies. Here they show up with two free passes. You don't need money. You just need the right circumstance to show up.
And that happens every week in my prosperity class. We have a check-in. And every week somebody says, well, somebody brought me lunch and somebody brought me dinner and somebody took me out to a play and I didn't end up spending any money on it. So we assign a value to, like, say, somebody buys you lunch, that's going to be $10. Somebody buys you dinner, that's going to be $25. And every week people have materialized goods and services worth $50, $100, $150, $200 just because they've been open to it. They've been open to letting it come into their life instead of saying, no, I can't do that.
Right. Right. It can happen with anything, really. I mean, you know, somebody was giving the example one time of a home. And, you know, when you're looking for a home, you can get really attached to something like a home, a car, you're looking, and maybe that home, you know, didn't end up being yours. And I think the mindset we have to have is, you know what, there's more than one. I'm going to find a home that's perfect for me. I just think it lets a lot of stress off. And with people having what they perceive and what they are having as very stressful lives, you don't need other things adding to that. And I just think letting things go is a key to it. And you have to do that in the law of attraction. You have to let go anyway. But kind of being able to let go in general, you know, is really helpful for people.
That's right. And the famed prosperity teacher Mary Manon Morrissey talks about selling her home in Simi Valley, California. It was during a real estate downturn in California, and she had a very big home that she had to sell. And if she had listened to everybody, what everybody said, you're never going to sell the house, you better go rent it out, she would have taken a big bath on the house. But she stopped and said, it only takes one person, and what if it's easy? And the day after she said that, her husband was out getting the mail for the last time before they moved, and somebody walked by and said, what are you going to do with your house? The man says, we're going to sell it. And the woman said, I have a friend who really, really, really wants to move into this neighborhood, and I think your house would be perfect for it. Within 15 minutes, a prospect had sold up. The house hadn't even gone on the market, and a prospect showed up in the middle of moving and walked through the house and said, we'll take it. So just by proclaiming, it only takes one person, and what if it's easy? Marion Morrissey made it easy.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, it's funny. I think a lot of people look at things as coincidences. And, you know, I can understand that mindset, except for the fact that before I practiced more of looking at things this way, things weren't coming to me. And when I did this, they were. But I'm talking for myself and a lot of other people. So right. I can only say for myself. Well, I do want to mention to you that we do have a caller. We have Julie calling with a comment on line two. So we can put Julie through anytime.
Sure. Whatever Julie wants, Julie gets.
Great.
I like that.
I bet. Hi, Julie. Welcome to the Happiness Hangout. How are you?
All right. Hey, I just have a comment. I think that sometimes, you know, when things aren't actually going so great in your life that you tend to become down. But I think that listening to what you're saying is so powerful and so important to bring your mindset back up to that power of abundance. And do not let yourself, you know, get stuck in the quagmire of, oh, everything's so horrible and nothing can be good. So I really appreciate what you guys are saying. And I think making that list and thinking positively is the way to go. And people really need to re-embrace that if they have not.
Well, thank you for that, Julie. And don't you think, too, it's positive thinking, but there's actually a process to it, too, you know, Alan, as you were telling us. It's so easy to say, I want more money. How do we say that in the way that's, if you are lacking money, you get more of what, you know, I don't want to be poor. When you say it that way, you just get more poor. You have to put it in the mindset of, you know, I really like for this thing to happen, however it happens. And it's about positive thinking, but it's also about the process that Alan talked about too, I think.
So, yeah, absolutely.
If you just name something that you want and then build a feeling around fill in the details about how it looks, how it feels, how it smells, what thoughts you'd have when you had that in your hand or had it next to you or stood across from it, and build that feeling up and take that feeling into your heart, not just into your head, but make that 12-inch journey from your head to your heart, and use the principles of what's called heart math to heap appreciation on what that is that you want, then I think you'll find some surprisingly happy things happening to you.
I absolutely, totally agree with that.
And Julie, you know, don't mean to put you on the spot, but are you in the place where you find that this works for you, or are you kind of just, you know, trying it out?
No, I think I was in that spot, and I had just so much abundance coming to me, but I let myself slip out of it. And I went back to that place again. And so just listening to you talk just reminds me of where I need to be, where I need to put my head, where I need to put my heart, you know, where I need to put my spiritual being that's so powerful.
Absolutely. Great. Well, anything else for us, Julie, that you'd like to talk about?
No, thank you. I really appreciate you guys talking about this. I think that people really need to listen to this and bring themselves back to where they need to be. So thank you.
Well, great. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye. So, Alan, you know, what Julie said is, you know, a lot of people get it and then their lives get complicated or things happen, and it's so easy to slip out of it, isn't it?
Yes, they lose their focus, which is why focus is an important part of that process, and mm-hmm. and keeping your vision board not only visible but up to date. So let's say on your vision board you had the perfect car. Well, you got your perfect car. So you take down your image of your perfect car and put up, let's say you want a vacation. I saw a vacation that I want. You know what I want? I want to travel on the Queen Mary 2 from New York to Sydney and back again, 147 days of solid cruising on the Queen Mary 2. And, you know, it's a bargain at $26,000 per person, double occupancy. So I've already put that on my vision board, the Queen Mary 2. To Sydney and back again from New York City.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
I'll even hitchhike to New York City.
You're going to find a way to get there. I love it. I love it. Well, you know what, Alan? We're going to take a quick break for just a minute or two. So listeners, stay with us. It'll give you a break for a second, listeners, and come back with us. We have much more. Want to find a space to participate in reading, activities, interactive blog, and much more? Check out www.happinesshangout.net. Looking for a speaker or workshop around the area of happiness? We customize presentations to fit your needs. Just click on the My Services tab at the website. You can also support the site by shopping at Amazon or one of our other affiliates. Just go to www.happinesshangout.net. and click on the shopping link or go to my page here at BBS Radio. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Happiness Hangout. That was a very quick break. I hope you enjoyed that few seconds that you had. And looks like we have another caller on the line. Feel free, Don, to put him through anytime. It looks like it's Mike calling. Hi, Mike, you there?
Yes, right here.
Hi, Mike. Okay, what's the question for the Happiness Hangout, Alan and I? Glad to have you.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here. I just had just a quick question about money and happiness. Quick story here. I started a business, but I had quit my job to start this business. And I'm not actually making the money I used to make. And, you know, that's kind of very, very tough on me because I can't, like, do what I used to do. But I know in the end, maybe years down the road, it's going to be a better place for me. But at this point right now, what I'd like to know is how can I be more happier knowing that I'm not making as much money as I used to? But then again, down the road, I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, be in a better place.
Exactly. So what I hear you saying is you're kind of, you know, you did this to start your business. You're probably excited, I imagine, about doing that. And then you think, wow, I made all this great money, consistent check every week. And then you go to the point where, you know, starting a new business sometimes takes a couple years before you, you know, can see the fruits of your labor. And you're like, how do I not lose, you know, focus, and how do I stay up during the tough times? Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Alan, any thoughts on that?
Think about Walt Disney. Walt Disney was a starving artist for many years. He had the vision that he could do cartoons, and nobody would buy his cartoons, although he would make them and try to sell them. And he would have a lot of trouble selling his cartoons until he was at it for, I think, about 7 or 8 years, until he came up with this character called Mickey Mouse, who was going to be called Mortimer Mouse to begin with. And his wife said, no, call it Mickey. And Walt Disney took that and then internalized his drive and drove to now one of the biggest entertainment complexes in the world. So, uh-huh. Mike, what you should concentrate on is not the lack of money, but how you can drive your business to bigger and better places. I've been down that road myself. I went into business for myself and was faced with that feast or famine cycle. And once I was in the midst of a famine, I said, feast is much better. And how can I make the feast happen? So I concentrated on how my business can grow instead of what I was lacking in my life.
I see. Okay. That's great information. I really appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, Mike, good luck with the business. I'm sure that, you know, I understand that that's probably could be tough to do until you get used to changing your mindset, into another way to focus and look at it, which, you know, Alan has given us kind of a process to do that we'll probably repeat, you know, later on in the show. So keep listening, and we'll make sure that we get that information out again.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it.
Okay,
thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Great. And callers, I wasn't going to take any calls for a while. I'm glad that they're coming in. I want to give you the number to call in. It's 888-627-6008. So if you'd like to call in and make a comment of maybe how you have brought things into your life or your struggles, or just maybe have a question for us, call us at 888-627-6008. Okay, so Alan, you know, I was reading an article in Forbes magazine, and I found it very interesting, something I hadn't really thought of before. They were talking about how you can add more happiness to an experience you're having in your life. And I've started to see lots of information around this when I started hunting around, but it talked about if you have an experience like a vacation or you're going to purchase something, especially like a vacation or going somewhere or something that you enjoy to do, a day trip, anything, that anticipating the event up front more and after it's over, kind of relishing the event brings a lot more happiness. You like get more bang for your buck in happiness. And it's so funny when I read that because I had this big light bulb go off. Like every time I go somewhere, especially if it's a vacation that's even just like overnight, I love to say, hey guys, I'll plan it. If you don't want to deal with the details, I would like to plan it. And I just love getting on the internet, figuring out where we're going to stay, what we're going to do, all the details, finding the place and giving everybody like options to pick from. I absolutely love it. And I thought to myself, no wonder. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me because if you anticipate it and you think about it and talk about it and plan for it and, you know, if you need to buy a bathing suit because you're going into the Caribbean Sea or Florida or whatever, you know, those things kind of milk the happiness level. Have you ever heard about that?
It all comes down to the simple word of appreciation. Appreciation is a key to making that 1 foot journey down from your head to your heart. Filling your heart with the appreciation for the chance that you have, you're going to have the vacation. And then after you have the vacation, appreciating the memories that you were on the vacation, appreciating the people you were with, the places that you saw, the experiences you had, the food that you ate, and appreciating all of the joy and the energy that went into that transfers that joy and energy to you and makes your happiness level much higher.
And I also noticed post-vacation too. It's funny, like, you know, you want to have the pictures made. You want to show the pictures. I had a friend, we went on a cruise, and she is extremely busy person. She has a volunteer job that's 7 days a week, and she has a full-time job and lots of other things. And she made me the coolest, like it was like a picture book that wow. She did after. And she gave it to me, and she wrote in it, and she had the pictures, like, printed onto the paper and all this. And I looked at her and I thought, how did you have the time to do this? And she goes, oh, no big deal. But then I realized after you're talking, probably brought her a lot of happiness. Even though it took some time, she probably loved remembering the memories and she probably loved giving something to someone else. It made her feel good. It all kind of fits together why a really busy person would take the time to do that.
The same goes for people who love to cook. They just love to be able to take food and make it into something that somebody else enjoys. And yet, 5 minutes after the meal is over, it doesn't exist anymore except as a memory.
Mm-hmm.
The memory of the cook preparing it, the memory of the consumer consuming it. But it comes down to, again, the appreciation, the anticipation of the appreciation, too.
Or maybe you have some leftovers and you get to have a little bit more happiness the next day, right?
Yeah, pumpkin pie, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Right, I mean, memories are everything. And, you know, I remember even, like, when I think about experiences, buying things, it's kind of the same mindset when you buy something. Having that, and I use gratitude, too. We're going to have a whole month on gratitude coming up here in, I think it's February. But gratitude falls into everything. So we'll be talking about it probably in every show at least a little bit. But having this... having these experiences and buying things, you know, I think a lot of people purchase things, they do them, and then they sort of forget about them. Especially when it comes to, like, you look at your car every day. And I told you how I love my car and I always look at it. And I use the word gratitude and appreciation too for how much I love it. But
right.
I have a little area outside of my house here that I put together. It's a small patio. I absolutely love it. I look at it every day. I appreciate it every day. Do you have any thoughts about, you know, relishing experiences more?
Well, turn on your video recorder inside your head to relish the experience some more. Say consciously, I want to remember this. I want to remember the smell. I want to remember the taste. I want to remember the sight. I want to remember the feeling. I want to remember how I walked and talked and went around this. I mean, I regularly go back to the beaches on the cruise that I went on and take another dip in the Caribbean just because I was consciously remembering how it felt to be in that blue-green water with the fish swimming all around me and having that. So again, turn on your video recorder in your head. Don't use your phone all the time. Use your brain, use your mind, use what God gave you to record and relish the experiences.
Right. And I, you know, I also can remember, you know, if you buy, people might make a big purchase. You know, like if you're buying, say you have the, you can afford to buy a swimming pool. You know, think about the memories you can make in it and think about appreciating it and how good it looks and how much you love to use it. You know, my back patio here, you know, I live in a climate where it's only warm for, we're lucky if we're warm in May, and then it starts to get really cool in the nights in September. So, you know what? I spent a little bit of money. I went out, got myself an outdoor patio heater. And I laugh because I'm looking out at it right now, you know, at the area.
Yeah.
I do the show from my home, and I thought, you know, we're going to put it together this weekend, and now we might be able to be all the way out till November, and who knows, even longer, because that lengthens my experience of the thing that I love to do. And I thought about that and said, you know, I can do it. I have the money to do it. I got a great deal on it, and now I'm going to be able to have the experience on my patio longer. So I think sometimes when we, you know, it's great to use memories too, but there's also, I think, ways to enhance and lengthen experiences of things when you think about them and you start, what comes to your mind is, well, you know, maybe I can do more of this one way or the other. Maybe we can talk about it more or experience it more.
Sure.
Don't let it go out of your mind. You know, it's just so easy to let something go. Like you said, it's there for you perhaps, but you don't think about it anymore. It becomes rote to you. It's now a piece of our life. You know, I love this room when I first painted it, let's say, but now I'm desensitized to it because I've been looking at it every day. Well, you know, maybe change the mindset a little bit, appreciate how much you love it and think about it. And, you know, I think that also brings more, some level of happiness to our lives.
And think about the designer that designed that color, that designed the color to bring happiness into your life. The designer put their level of happiness into it also.
Now, I never thought about taking it to that level before, but really any way that you can think of it to keep that going is probably really,
yep,
really helpful. Yeah, and you know, I keep thinking about people in the wanting stage. You really have to get out of the wanting stage, don't you? You have to get more in the mindset of let it come however it comes. It might look weird to you. It might come in a very strange way. It might not come in the form of money. It comes in another form. And I think people have to really be conscious of getting out of the wanting stage.
Well, one of the keys to doing that is, my microphone's going south again. Hold on.
There we go.
I don't know why it's doing that. I wish it would stop. One of the keys to getting out of that wanting stage is the dreaded F word. You know what the dreaded F word is? It's not the F bomb.
Right.
It's forgiveness.
Hmm.
When we bring forgiveness into our lives, we're actually adding WD-40 to our spiritual growth.
Oh, you're talking about my dad's favorite product, WD-40. Okay, I know what that is. It heals everything in the mechanical world.
Yeah, men have WD-40 if it doesn't move, and duct tape if it does move.
Yeah, and women do that too now. So we all do it.
So the dreaded F word is forgiveness. And when we bring forgiveness into our lives, no matter about what situation it is, we will grow and glow with happiness. And forgiveness doesn't mean necessarily giving somebody permission to do what they did. Forgiveness is not having a reaction to what they did. Life is a series of reactions. And with forgiveness, you have the choice of going down a negative pathway or a positive pathway. The forgiveness will take you down the positive pathway.
Right. And that is a very hot topic for people too, and realizing that forgiving does not mean it helps you. It helps you to let it go. And it doesn't mean it's okay that they ever did it or that they will do it again, or maybe even that you allow them in your life. But you've got to forgive to move on. So, okay, you know what? We have another call. We have Beth calling in on line 3. Don, put her through.
Hi there.
Hi, Beth. How are you? Welcome to the Happiness Hangout.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. What do you have for us today?
Well, I've been listening to the explanation of the law of attraction and trying to understand and how it might apply to me. I've heard about it for years, and to be honest, I've been a little dismissive of it. And as I listen, it sounds really interesting, and maybe like I'm ready to think about it as a concept for me. Yet I really, really need to start at the very most ground level, and I'm trying to wrap my brain around how to do that. I hear your concepts, and they sound interesting, but how would a true beginner who's dismissive in the past get started with this concept?
Well, Beth, the first thing that you will do is make a list of what that is that you desire. Simply by writing it down, you will start the law of attraction working for you.
Does it need to be a really long list? Can it be a very short list? Can it be one thing just to get started?
It can be one thing. And when you do your list, at the bottom of it, you put this or something better.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's right.
This or something better.
Right.
Okay.
And you don't have to, and Alan, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but when we write it down, that does make it really powerful. I know a lot of times I don't do that. I say it, but I do write it down sometimes. When we do that, we don't have to say how, we shouldn't say how it's coming to us. Make sure we don't do that, because we want to leave every opportunity open for it to come to us. If we put too many details as to how it should happen, then we get in trouble, don't we? It's more like writing down just basically, I want this to happen, or I want this thing, or whatever. And then at the end, I want this or better. Would you agree?
Well, I won't use the word want, because when you ask for want, you get want. But I desire this, and I desire this in some sort of detail. So, Beth, let's say that you want a new dress, or new shoes. So you can say, I desire to have a new dress that has this feature to it, has this color in it, and looks like this in my mind. But you don't have to say, I'd want it to come from Nordstrom's or Target or anything like that. You just let the universe bring it to you, and who knows, it may come from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Gotcha. So, in other words, by expressing the desire, you've done your job, and now you allow the universe to find the avenue by which it needs to get to you. Is that what you're saying?
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Oh, you probably could have, but in any case, for me, visualization can be really hard. I'm more of a language and auditory person. So to write it down and to be able to look at it will help me in my visualization. Because, again, that's just not my strong suit. So I really like that advice. Thank you. I'm going to get to work on that.
Okay. Stay in touch.
Thank you. I appreciate it, you guys.
Beth, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you, Lori.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
So that's a really great question from Beth in discussion about, you know, I've been used to doing this so long, Alan, Beth makes me remember that once you hear something, sometimes you have to hear it a couple different times in a couple different ways and ways that it might resonate with you to actually, you know, put your arms around this. It seems so kind of easy to me now, but nothing's easy. Well, I shouldn't say that. Some things are easy. Let me just go out and say some things are easy. But for me, I will say in the beginning, it took me a while to get my arms wrapped around it. So I understand, you know, why a starter might really want to talk about a little bit more and talk about the right way to get started. So good for her.
And that's why I wrote the book, because I facilitated so many different prosperity processes. They all had the same congruencies. And one of the congruencies was the law of attraction. And within the law of attraction, the congruencies were make a list, check it twice, envision it, feel it, smell it, and make a picture of it, put it in your vision board, and move away from it once you've fixed it in on the vision board, and let God and the universe bring it to you however it comes to you.
And I would also say, listeners, be very clear that whatever the universe means to you, if for you that is, you know, a form of religion, if for you it's God how you see it, if it's nature that you, anything that feels like something bigger than you is what we're talking about when we say universe. It can be any way that you see it. Oftentimes for people it's nature, or it's just, you know, looking at the world as this big giant place. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Absolutely. I'm often tickled by the National Lampoon Radio Hour. One time did a representation of God and called God the Cosmic Muffin.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cute.
And it was John Belushi.
Oh, that's okay, John. Oh, we miss John, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and we don't have a whole lot of time yet, so I just wanted to, before I, you know, talk about your book a little bit in the end, something else that came to me I wanted to put out to our listeners and get your take on it is I've been reading information about this amount of money, and there's actually been studies that have been done that say, if you make $75,000 or more a year, that's the magic number. Once you make that number, your happiness related to money isn't as affected anymore because you have enough to pay bills and whatever. And I thought to myself, that seems so odd to me, because what if you're $90,000 in debt? So I thought to myself, how could we put a number on that? To me, I feel like when a person can take care of their financial responsibilities and have some money left over to do some things that they want to do, that's perhaps when happiness isn't as affected. It's when you might, you know, when you're in that situation of no matter how much money you have, if you're, you know, drowning in debt, then obviously, you know, that you have to get on the right mindset about bringing money to you. I don't know about putting a number to it. Have you ever seen that, or do you have any comment on that?
I've seen that study, and that's presuming that there is no outstanding debts.
Ah, okay. Now that makes more sense. Interesting. Yeah.
So if you have $75,000 coming in, you're going to meet your basic needs. And the definition of prosperity is not having a big bank account. The definition of prosperity is having well-being, having a mindset of well-being.
Right. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Now, this is exciting. We have another caller. We have Ryan online, too. We only have about 2.5 minutes left. So we'll bring Ryan in, and then we'll wrap up. Hi, Ryan.
How you doing, Lori? Thanks for taking my call, Alan. It's been awesome listening to this show for the last hour here. Just a real quick comment here. You know, I know we've been talking about money and how much does it really make you happy, and I just bring in a couple examples to mind when I think of, like, celebrities that kind of had it all, like Robin Williams, Kurt Cobain, which were, you know, two monster, you know, very successful at their craft, and they had all the money in the world you could possibly think of, but there was just something in there that they didn't have the correct life balance that you needed, whether it was relationships, people around them, or couldn't handle a few things. That you know, you have as much money as you want in the world, but if you do not have that life balance, you're basically lost forever. So that was just basically the last comment I had. And the show has been just wonderful, very inspiring show, Lori, now. Definitely appreciate it all my time.
Thank you. And I just want to let everybody know we only have less than 2 minutes to wrap up. So, Alan, if you do want to comment to that, great. And, Ryan, thanks for the call.
Well, the two people that Ryan talked about also had chemical imbalances that they had to deal with, regardless of their money. And many more people have those chemical imbalances and don't have the money that they had. So I've really missed Robin Williams. Talk about missing people. I miss Robin Williams immensely.
Yeah, and that's really tough. And other factors come into it, too. And I think Ryan's right. You got to really be grounded and have yourself together. Well, I'll tell you, Alan, we could do another hour on this. I've got so much more to talk about. So I hope to have you on again sometime and we'll do another show on this. And you know, I just want to talk about your book a little bit, The Prosperity Code. And to our listeners out there, The Prosperity Code, it'll help you solve mysteries of permanent prosperity and provide techniques and exercises to put you in the path of abundance. Master Prosperity Teacher Alan Batten, who's with us today, has written an easy-to-read, entertaining, and effective book that will set you on the road to wealth, health, and happiness. You can purchase this book at Amazon, and if you all listeners want to go through my site at happinesshangout.net, you can just go over to shopping and go to my Amazon link and purchase The Prosperity Code by Alan Batten there. And Alan, it's been wonderful having you on the show. I thank you so much, and I hope to have you back again to talk more about money and abundance and how it affects our lives.
It's been my pleasure, Lori, and thank you all for listening.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you. Want to find a space to participate in reading, activities, interactive blog, and much more? Check out www.happinesshangout.net. Looking for a speaker or workshop around the area of happiness? We customize presentations to fit your needs. Just click on the My Services tab at the website. You can also support the site by shopping at Amazon or one of our other affiliates. Just go to www.happinesshangout.net. And click on the shopping link or go to my page here at BBS Radio.